Good morning, you guys. Hello, hello, hello. It is the African American Link Up again, and it's Shelly again. Thank you so much for tuning in with me this morning. Today, I want to say, is today Wednesday? I think it is. Yeah, today's Wednesday. My voice probably sounds a little raspy, but I wanted to go ahead and do my podcast episode on today because I've been itching to do this for like a couple of days now. Okay. But first things first, you want to go ahead and favorite this podcast if you haven't already done it. Also, if you're liking the podcast, I definitely recommend you sharing it with your family and friends. Thank you so much in advance. You have two other options as well. You have the option to contribute to this podcast if you like the direction that it's going. And then you also have the option to leave me a voicemail. Like if you want to say something really nice. That's definitely all, you know, also appreciated as well. And any love that you share, any good well wishes or any contributions you make, I definitely speak blessings into your life. So I want to just go ahead and put that out there. If you want to get connected to me through social media on Twitter, I am Caldwell_Shelly. That's CALDWELL underscore Shelly, SHELLY. And on Instagram, I am Shelly D. Caldwell is where I'm at on Instagram. Okay. So today is going to be a very special episode that I'm going to attempt to go ahead and put my little spin on it. I didn't even know that there was a whole little thing for it. So today is going to be about the AAVE. And what does it stand for? I don't know if some of you all have heard of it, but I actually just kind of found out about it recently. And so it stands for the African American Vernacular English. Isn't that crazy? So before I get, you know, into it, the way that I'm talking now is how I talk most of the time in semi-formal settings, like as if I'm talking to non-personal friends, you know? So I just wanted to let you hear the difference because I'm going to transition in and out. But I'm going to read to you the definition of vernacular. So vernacular is the language or the dialect spoken by the ordinary people in a particular country or region, okay? So that's all I'll read for vernacular. Of course, I only read one definition of that. And then I'm just going to go through just a very brief origin of American English. Should I do it as American English? Yeah, I'll do American English for now. It'll be very brief. I think I'm going to go back into it. I feel like there's so many times where I have to do multiple episodes on topics because they're so deep. But anyways, I'll just go into it. So the American English origins, I'll just go through it quickly. So English is the most widely spoken language in the United States, and it is a common language used by the federal government to the extent that all laws and compulsory education are practiced in English. Although not an officially established language of the whole country, English is considered the de facto language and is given official status by 32 of the 50 state governments, right? Okay. Let me see if I want to go into anything else. Okay, so I'll read this next part. The use of the English language in America is a result of English and British colonization in the Americas. The first wave of English-speaking settlers arrived in North America during the 17th century, followed by further migration in the 18th century and 19th centuries, right? Since then, American English has developed into new dialects, in some cases under the influence of West Africa. Of course, they made that real sweet. And Native American languages, Dutch, German, Irish, Spanish, and other languages, successful waves of immigration to the United States. So, like I said, they dressed it up. I guess they were just trying to keep it real pulled together since they're talking about English. But yeah, I won't get into that. Okay, so I was born and raised in Louisiana, North Louisiana to be exact, okay? And it's so crazy how language, how where you live at, influences the way that you speak everywhere. North, south, east, west, like it's so crazy. So a lot of times when people think of Louisiana, they think of the Yak accent, the one that is more well known even globally, that's really concentrated in the New Orleans area. So a lot of times when I meet people, they're like, oh, you don't you don't sound like you're from Louisiana. And I always have to go into this very thorough explanation of why I sound the way that I do, like proving my roots almost, you know, to some degree. So just like other places, every place, just, you know, in territory, province, state, country, continent, people, lifestyles, the way that they sound can be completely different. So you can actually somewhat like separate Louisiana into three different areas: North, Central, and then the South. So I would say from North Louisiana all the way to like the middle, somewhere kind of around the Alexandria area, kind of ish. That's somewhat considered like the North, and that's pretty much kind of considered like the North, or maybe like a little bit above Alexandria, something like that. And thus, the accents are going to be somewhat similar if the people stayed in the area. They never left the area, and they're only mostly around people who are from those areas, right? And that's like, I guess, everywhere, right? So when you get to like Central, like Alexandria, all the way to maybe, I don't even want to put the line. I'm just going to say like middle-ish, because I don't really know where those lines are clearly defined, and I definitely don't want to offend anyone, but just know that I am attempting to try to, see where those lines are starting and stopping points of where there's changes of accents. So I probably need the cities like probably in front of me, but anyways, like the Central like area, like the accents, they sound more, they're starting to sound more Yaddish or whatever, is what they sound like, but not exactly, you know, that way. And so you may find that all the way down until probably like the Baton Rouge area, something like that, and then like further on. And so you have a mix of people here where you have like the African Americans, you have the Acadian people, you have the Creoles, you have the Native Americans, you have the Latin community, you know, here. And so, and everybody is, you know, there's so many different accents. So for me, I would say that the way that I talk is a mix of a lot of things. It's a mix of things. I would say it's a mix of school education, home education, as well as me living in North Louisiana, me living in New York City, North Jersey, and also too, because I've been around a lot of West African people, as well as a lot of people, a lot of Hispanic people. So you may at different times hear different things, where sometimes when I think about the African American vernacular is how, you know, sometimes I feel like it's that mine's is just so weird to some degree. So anyways, just wanted to give like a little context. So I'm going to attempt to tell a story and tell it to you in a way of if I was very relaxed and I was just talking to an old friend back in my hometown in a private setting. So just so you know, I curse a lot. So I'm just going to put that out there. And if you follow me on social media, you probably won't ever see it. So if you were looking at me on social media, you probably think I don't ever curse. I just don't curse in formal, you know, when the whole world is looking, I guess, if that makes any sense. It's usually like in private settings. So I don't want you to think that if you were to come to North Louisiana that there was anyone else that talked like me. Everyone is going to be like a little different. You're probably going to hear more of twangish type of the standard Southern American vernacular-ish going on. But just wanted to kind of put that out there, okay? So what do you all want to hear about? Let's see what kind of story I can tell you about. All right. So I'm going to pretend I'm talking to one of my friends back at home. All right. Okay. So, all right, here goes. So, hey, T, how you doing? Girl, let me tell you. Let me tell you this shit that just happened to me to like today. Can you believe this fucking bum bitch? Like, literally, this girl, she's fucking trash. Like, literally, like, I can't even begin to tell you like what like actually happened to me. Like, I really don't even know. Like, we were literally standing like in the kitchen and I literally wanted to like bang her fucking head into like the freaking like ice box, like, or something, or like, you know, it was just like crazy, like the things that she did. But, you know, I really don't even know where to begin at. Okay, so I'll just tell you one of the stories, okay? I'll just tell you one, right? So this girl, she knows that you already know, like, literally the whole history behind like me and this person and all that we've done together, and we've traveled like in different places and things like that. Can you freaking believe, like, can you believe there was a finna go to like the Washington here together, and we saw this guy that we knew and stuff, and she knew that I liked this guy, and she do you know, she was like flirting with him. Can you freaking believe that? Yeah, she did it. Like, she literally did. And I am so literally done. Yeah, I know I say literally a lot. I do. I say like a lot. I do a lot. I go in and out. It just depends. Like, I don't even I don't know. I don't. What you want me to do? This is the way that I talk. So, and when I'm talking about something that's very passionate, depending on what I'm talking about, who I'm talking about, and when, it depends on what is going to come out. Okay. All right. And now, you know, I'm over here with these freaking people from Dallas. You know, these people here, they're so pretentious. Like, I don't even know what to even, like, say. The men don't even bother to even come my way. I don't even know. It's something with them. Like, it's something about them. I don't like them. I don't like them at all. No, I don't. But anyways, focus. So this guy, like I was saying, she know that, you know, that I was feeling him, and then she decided to, you know, make a move. And so I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I'm not a sore loser, so I'm like, oh, okay, like, whatever, noted. Anyways, it doesn't even matter, because Jacques, the one that, you know, I was telling you about, right? We was, like, talking the other day, and he wants to, like, take things, like, further, like, get things, like, more serious or whatnot. And so, yeah, he's from New Orleans. Yeah, he is. He's from there. Yeah, I know. Yeah. They're quick-tempered. Yeah. No. But they, you know, people from New Orleans, like, they're really, really sweet. Like, they're very hospitable. Yeah, the guys, they're a little crazy, but, like, they're very loyal. They are. And they're very sweet. So, come on now. let's not front. Like, let's not do that. Okay, so, anyways, So I, with him, I think, you know, I'm going to try to see, like, where things go. And yeah, he's, you know, he's really nice. He's, you know, very educated, and he, you know, he's going to school, and he likes to, he just likes to have a good time. You know, they love to have a good time, and, you know, they love to party, especially, like, in Southern Louisiana. Yeah. It's like, they're way nicer than us. They're way, way nicer than us. Like, we literally can take a couple of lessons from them. Yeah. Absolutely. That's what... Yeah, I know. He rolls all of his O's in his eyes. And, you know, it used to annoy me, but I really had to... I had to accept it and realize that's the way he talks. Like, they think we talk retarded too, so go figure. But yeah, anyways, so there you have it. That's just, like, a little bit of a conversation of my randomness of how I talk, like, in a very relaxed form. Let me know if you saw the difference in how I talk. And, you know, maybe somebody that you may know. So, hopefully you liked it. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I tried a whole lot and tried to be very natural. It was kind of hard because going in and out. And I'll tell you this before I go. African-American people, we are notorious for code switching. And what I mean by when I say code switching is that we've had to master the art of, you know, of switching in and out when we're in a formal setting, depending on who we're around. So we like to be able to, you know, be able to relate to people in a way that makes us comfortable, even, you know, comfortable wherever we are, whether we're in a formal setting, whether we are with our family, like with our parents, or whether we are with our friends, whether we are around strangers and different things. So all of that is going to influence what we say and how we say it. I can tell you that in most any areas, in African America, I can, for the most part, understand just about most African Americans, even if I'm not from their region, when they are using like a casual tongue, their vernacular. So just wanted to put that out there. But anywho, hope y'all have a fantastic day and be well and be great. All right. Peace and blessings.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.